he's probably the most important post-World War 1945 American composer. That's true.
What?
Who's John Cage?
I have no idea. Oh. John Cage?
John Cage?
Who's John Cage?
I don't know.
Anything can be music, and it's up to the individual to decide whether it's music or not.
Opening all the windows in our Carnegie Hall so that the traffic noise would come in, and that was his composition.
Twelve or 14 radios on the stage with people can randomly adjust the dials to get various sounds.
He'd composed a piece for tugboats with whistles and lights.
Sound random.
Égalité. Peu de silence, s'il vous plaît.
He's the guy that did 4 minutes 33 seconds, you know, where the pianist walked out onto the stage and sat in front of the... just sat on the piano bench and waited for 4 minutes and 33 seconds while the audience pondered silence and its implications.
He sits in front of a piano and just sits there, and it's just silence.
Plays nothing and leaves. That kind of music, I don't know. That's John Cage for you. Why are you doing this?
Too avant-garde for people, though. They demanded their money back.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine a lot of people don't understand John Cage.